This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome to the January 20th, 2012 podcast from Journal of Neurosurgery Spine. I'm Natalie Pinchem. I will be reading synopses of articles on oncology and the cervical spine published today. Delayed onset of paralysis and slowed tumor growth following in situ placement of recombinant human bone morphogenic protein 2 within spine tumors in a rat model of metastatic breast cancer. Presented at the 2011 Spine Section meeting. A laboratory investigation by Camilo Molina and colleagues. Recombinant human bone morphogenetic proteins, commonly referred to as BMPs, are approved by the Food and Drug Administration for specific spinal fusion procedures, but are contraindicated for use near tumors. Interestingly, prior in vitro and in vivo studies have provided a contradictory picture of both pro-tumor and anti-tumor effects that depend on numerous factors such as the cell type, host, and type of BMP used. To assess the impact that BMPs, specifically RhBMP2, have on a spine tumor bed, the authors locally delivered a clinical dose of RhBMP2 into a rat model of metastatic spine disease. In comparison with control animals, the animals that received a treatment with RhBMP2 had a delay in both the onset of paralysis and death. This finding was consistent with histological analysis demonstrating decreased tumor growth in treated animals. Importantly, this is the first preclinical experiment showing that local RhBMP2 delivery into a spine tumor bed may actually delay tumor progression and neurological decline. This is particularly important to patients afflicted with spinal instability due to metastatic spine lesions that require surgical intervention. Such patients are at increased risk of non-fusion due to the systemic complications of oncological illness and thus may benefit from the fusion-promoting properties of BMPs. Analysis of the uncinate processes of the cervical spine, an anatomical study. A laboratory investigation by R. Shane Tubbs and co-authors. Although the uncovertebral region is neurosurgically relevant, relatively little is reported in the neurosurgical literature regarding its anatomy. Therefore, the present study aimed at further elucidation of this region's morphological features. Morphometry and range of motion studies were performed on the uncinate processes of 40 adult human skeletons. Classification was based on their encroachment on the adjacent intervertebral foramen. Degeneration of the vertebral body did not correlate with whether the uncinate process effaced the intervertebral foramen. The taller uncinate processes tended to be located below C3 vertebral levels, and their average anteroposterior length was 8 millimeters. No significant differences were found between vertebral level and thickness of the uncinate process. Arthritic changes in the cervical vertebral bodies did not necessarily deform the uncinate processes. With axial rotation, the intervertebral discs were noted to be driven into the ipsilateral uncinate process. With axial rotation, the intervertebral discs were noted to be driven into the ipsilateral uncinate process. With lateral flexion, the ipsilateral uncinate processes aided the ipsilateral facet joints in maintaining the integrity of the ipsilateral intervertebral foramen. The authors hope that the data presented will decrease complications during surgical approaches to the cervical spine. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the newly launched American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter.